Thanks for having me here today, and thanks for coming. So I'm going to talk about a program that we've started in Santa Cruz. It's a community-based program. I'm going to talk a little bit about what our students' experience has been in this program and how we have helped caregivers be feeling a greater sense of confidence and self-efficacy as a result of taking some community-based classes. So how do I get to the next slide? I don't have any financial responsibilities to disclose now, but when we started our project, we were given a small amount of money from the International Longevity Association to get started, but that was 4 years ago. Right now, our program is now sustainable. So, caregivers, an overview of the caregiving population. A ton of people are doing this work. We all know that. So. We call this category of people the sandwich generation, because this is a category of people in our communities who are caring for their children while they are also caring for their aging parents or relatives or family members. Predominantly women, predominantly unpaid. And we know, because the aging population is only increasing, that the need for caregivers is going to increase. Also going to be increasing in our community as the need for community-based services and as the desire for our seniors to stay in their homes and to stay in their communities continues to increase, then that will increase the need for caregivers as well. So I'm in Santa Cruz County. Our population is pretty white. Our other population is generally Hispanic. Our aging population is about similar to the national trend. Really interesting in Santa Cruz, though, that we've got this really strong population of people who have been there for a long time, 20 years. So 50% of our population has been in Santa Cruz for 20 years. Again, national trends with the number of folks living in homes with a senior. Almost a quarter of our population has a senior or an older parent or an older adult living in their household. And the majority of our population of people with disabilities falls into that age range or category of seniors. Our program, our project, started from a community-based activity to poll community members, leaders, and service providers together to identify the top priorities of what we're actually going to need to do to support seniors in their communities. And caregiving, providing support for caregivers, was at the top of that list. So we established a group. It was called the Caregiver Action Group. We had the name ACTION in there, despite not liking the acronym CAG. So we try not to call it that, because that doesn't sound very good, so CAG. But we really wanted action in that group so that we wouldn't forget as volunteer participants from our organizations and our different bodies that were represented in this group. We didn't want to forget that we wanted to be action-oriented. We wanted to do something. We didn't want to just brainstorm what needed to be done, but we wanted to do something. So we established what we consider and what I feel being the coordinator of this program is an incredibly effective partnership. Our partnership is made up of about 15 community-based service providers from our government, so our local public health department, our different academic institutions, namely our community college that is there in Santa Cruz, it's Cabrillo College, and then we have a researcher from Stanford Geriatric Center who was the lead in our evaluation design for this project. And then we have a lot of nonprofit agencies represented in our collaborative, and then we also have for-profit agencies represented, which is perhaps unusual in a partnership, but has been really important and really effective to have them included from the very beginning. One of the things that's made our partnership really effective is that we've had a solid, shared vision the whole time. We want to see seniors have quality caregivers in the community. That's something that every single one of those partners believes unequivocally. They can all agree on that. We want to see quality care in the homes for seniors and people with disabilities. So our mission was to provide opportunities for people to do this. So typically in communities, people who are caregivers don't have training opportunities unless they're affiliated with an agency, unless they are an entry-level professional and they might have in-house training. Community members, unusual to have community-based programs that appeal to individual caregivers. So our goal became to provide opportunities for caregivers to seek out training, both in education and in hands-on skills. We really wanted it to be hands-on skills. We didn't want to test people. We wanted people to feel more comfortable and confident in what they were going to be doing. Our objectives at the beginning were to enroll at least 23 students in our courses, and that those students who completed the classes that we had, the workshops that we had, would have improved skills in communication, in the ability to provide care, self-care, for themselves and for the patients and the clients that they're working with, recognize and confront abuse, and then professional development for those folks who want to go on and become a professional caregiver. Our classes were originally designed, and at the heart of our classes, were really for the informal folks, the folks who find themselves in the role of caregiving but don't really plan for it. It's not necessarily their career interest. It's not necessarily their professional interest. But at the same time, we recognized that we would most likely be having entry-level people in our classes and people who did want that the professional career opportunity. So our classes are designed to provide education and skills-based opportunities for both of those folks. To develop our programs, we assessed the caregivers in the community. Most of the agencies who are participants in our collaborative did that assessment as just part of their ongoing community agency work. But our project assessed the employers, so people who employ entry-level caregivers, to see what would be the best benefit for you. If people want to come into this environment, what would you like them to know coming into the environment? And these are our classes. So we have seven classes that we offer to caregivers. We call it a series. You don't have to take them all at the same time. You can take them in whatever semester you want to or you can. But once you complete all seven classes, we give you a certificate of completion. So we acknowledge that people have come and devoted at least 40 hours of their days and their time to learn a little bit about caregiving and acquire some of the skills. We don't test. We don't do skills. We do skills-based activities, but we don't test our caregivers because we didn't want anyone to be turned away from the program because of test anxiety or anything like that. And we're not accredited and we're not a part of the official Cabrillo College. We run our classes through the extension, so we don't have to meet the minimum standards to be a part of an institution. But our courses were developed to be in line with the primary needs of the caregivers and the primary needs from the employers of what they wanted. So we provide an overview class. We provide information on what's available in the community for both caregivers and for the clients that they're serving. We work in the nursing skills lab at Cabrillo College, so we have two of our classes that are very hands-on. We use the mannequins and the system and all of the equipment that the nursing program has so that our students get to interact with a mannequin and learn skills in self-care and in bathing. So they actually get to bathe the mannequins. Then we have a transfers and mobility class where they learn how to physically move. The mannequins feel like a real, as close as we can get to simulating a real human. So they practice and learn different transferring skills and get exposed to different ways of protecting themselves while they're moving with their clients. Dementia and working with communication skills around people with dementia or Alzheimer's. And then end of life. So we try to help caregivers navigate how to be a caregiver and a support person when somebody that they're working with is reaching the end stages of life. And then to satisfy the needs of the people who are in our classes that want to do this as a career, then we offer a concluding workshop on how to be a successful caregiver and what that might be like. So our students really end up being a mix of both of those, both family caregivers, informal caregivers, and entry-level professionals. Not surprisingly, mostly women. A little bit surprisingly for me, starting off, highly educated. The majority of our participants have all had some version of college, with most of our participants are college graduates. Most of our participants are local to Santa Cruz County, but every semester I have someone commuting at least from one of our neighboring counties. And they are the most gracious group of people we have ever worked with. Our evaluation was, and continues to be, a little bit embarrassing because it is so over the top thankful. This is a group of people that they say thank you so much because they have never had, they get stressed, they get nervous, they're in a position that they didn't ask for and they weren't really always expecting. And when our instructors reach out and give them information and tools that help them do that work so much better and so much easier, they are so thankful, so thankful. So they're a very eager and interested, enthusiastic and engaged group of students. Marketing and promotion, we use the resources within our network. We use our since their classes through our community extension, we use the promotion and the marketing that is mailed throughout our whole community. But we're always looking for ways to build on our partnerships and our collaborations so that we can continue to reach the people who aren't looking in the traditional ways of finding out about us. Our budget is very modest. I only included this slide in here because this is a program that is so doable in any community. It's doable because of the partnership, because we're pulling all of the skills of what people are already doing, what they already know. All we're doing is pulling them together and offering them in one space. It's totally, totally realistic for people to do without really anything else on the outside. We're paying for instruction, we're paying a little bit for coordination, and then everything else is just kind of getting folks in there and materials once we get there. It's a very modest program with a really incredible impact. So, what is the impact? Well, interesting that what we really want to do is we want caregivers to be more confident in what they're doing, and that was the one piece in all of our evaluations that's not significant, which is interesting primarily because people come in and they think they're doing a really great job, and then they start learning, and then at the end they leave and they feel more confident, but they didn't identify that at the beginning. So that was the only piece that's not significant, although they report feeling, when they verbally report it or narratively report it, yes, I feel so much better when I'm doing this. Yes, I understand now how to safely take care of myself and the clients that I'm working with. Knowledge and resources, people come in and know very little about what's available in our community. They leave with an outrage, almost overwhelmed by the number of resources that are still available, even though we've lost like 75% of our resources for caregivers over the last 10 years. There's still a lot there that people don't know about. And then individual classes, we evaluate individual classes after each workshop and each one of those all the time. If we can get past the thanks, it's been hard to evaluate because people are just so overwhelmingly thankful to be in these classes that they can't. They're not giving us the constructive criticism and the feedback around how to improve the workshops because they're so thankful that we're offering something. And then just real quick, our discoveries along the way. So we have seen that we've got people that are getting work in the community. We get feedback from employers in the community that the people who have been through the workshops and been through the program are providing quality care. So we get that informal feedback from folks. The partnership has been truly the gem of this program. Working with all of these different diverse entities to achieve one common goal has been absolutely wonderful, and it's so simple. It's so simple. This is something that every community really could be doing. If you have the social services in the community that are already talking about how to provide caregivers with support, they already know how to do it. It's just coordinating them and getting them all together. Our biggest challenge has been appealing to our monolingual Spanish-speaking population and getting those folks into our workshop. So that's kind of our next steps for collaboration. Replication, I think I've said that. This is so replicable. This is, again, something that every community with a community college and some basic social services around seniors and caregiving could easily, easily do. References. Handouts. If anyone's interested in handouts, I do have some. So if you want to look at our evaluation or questions or what we ask students, then I'd be more than happy to share any of that with you. Thank you.